Hey, welcome to the podcast, the after show at warm1013.com. It's Tony, Christy, and Nikki from Warm 101.3. If you're living outside the area, we're in Rochester, New York. We'd love you to come visit. Just don't come in the wintertime.
Right. I told you I'm headed to Cooperstown next week.
Right.
I will not be here, right. Just so you know.
Well, the whole wait, what's the deal?
What? You knew about this.
I
don't act surprised. Yes, the whole week.
Wait a minute. Time out. What's today's date? The 10th?
Yeah.
So you're leaving when?
Thursday.
This Thursday. All right.
And I'll be gone through the following Monday.
All right,
oh,
fine.
My goodness.
My goodness.
But regardless, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot going on
mm-hmm.
because I thought I was prepared for Cooperstown.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday I got another email. Now I have to get clip-on fans, beach clips, and hanging shower caddies and all these water shoes. And
for what, are
son.
You going to college?
For her son,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. For a week, he's basically going to college.
Oh,
it's in
okay.
like little barracky things.
Oh,
and
my.
Yeah, and towels, and then the place to hang the towels. So a little like over the door, over mm-hmm. the bed hanger thing.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
Yeah.
And then she was like, microfiber towels might work better because they dry faster. I'm like, first of all, who made this list? Because A, it's pricey to do this anyway. It's pricey for a hotel room there. And now I got to go buy all this stuff and everything I already bought him doesn't fit him, by the way.
OMG.
So annoyed.
So wait, if he's going off to camp, mm-hmm. what are you doing there?
What do you think she's doing?
Well, what Nikki, it's not just a camp. You go and see them play. They play 2 to 3 times a day.
Oh.
So you have to go see them play. I'm not going to leave him on his own. Sorry, your parents don't care about you. We're not going to watch you play.
So he's going to camp, and you're going to camp to watch him.
Yeah. No,
yes, but I can't be in the camp.
Right.
But I am at the hotel closest to the camp, which is literally right next to
it. So is Jason taking off work the whole week?
He said we should probably drive separate cars because he's going to be leaving.
Yeah. So what are you going to do all by yourself in Cooperstown?
Enjoy myself.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe take a few naps.
Totally take a nap.
Oh, you love
worry every 5 seconds about what my child's doing and what he might need. Hello. I was the person at the coach's meeting with the parents who was like, I know you said they're going to wash their uniforms, but what kind of detergent are they using? Because he has eczema.
Oh, man. Well, he wasn't at the meeting, though, your son.
He was down below with the kids having
good,
fun.
Because he'd have just been just mortified.
We were up on the deck. And
my little baby has sensitive skin.
They all go, is this your first one going? I go, it's my only child. I go, okay, this is our third. You don't care at the end.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not there yet.
This is her only child. And this,
it's a baby. Oh, my baby. So there's a lot. I have to get locks. I have to teach him how to use a lock.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Not a key.
Yeah, combination. Yeah, I get it.
Combination lock. So there's a lot going on, okay?
Mm. Hmm. You know, I'm glad she's not going to be here for this. She'd be totally unbearable.
Actually, I thought about, broadcasting from there.
I'll give you the unit. You can do it. You want to do it?
I think
we
should
at least check in on
you. You should check in. But I think we should, you know what? If you want me, I'll bring you the unit. You know how to use it? I'll teach you how to use it. You should broadcast from there.
Christy's like, no, I'm not.
She might be a little too nervous. I'll just call you.
All right, you should call a couple of times. All right.
Maybe.
All right. Yeah. So Elon Musk wants to advertise in space.
I saw that.
What?
But it's not anything we're going to see.
I know.
We have to go on YouTube to see it.
I don't understand why it's a big deal. Why this is a big deal. So the rocket takes off into orbit, and then the so-called selfie stick on the satellite will film and display screen and live screen it to your YouTube or Twitch. Who cares? So that's just, this is just enough.
Right,
you know.
But people don't understand that. So they're thinking they're going to look up at the stars.
They're not going to look up and
see advertisements. So they're all working themselves up and upset, right?
I know. But I don't understand. I mean, why? Who cares?
Because he can.
I know.
Because he's a multi billionaire.
Solve world hunger, will you please? I wish these guys, instead of going up in space, mm-hmm. would do something on the ground to help us out.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's not going to make
their
them
ex-wives
money.
Do.
Right. That's the thing. The ex-wives.
They're giving money like
donate.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And the guys try to make more money. If it doesn't make them money, they're not doing it as much. They're not that interested.
Mm. It's stupid. Nikki, you might want to go to Minneapolis.
What's going on in Minneapolis?
A cat tour where people walk around looking at cats in windows.
Nikki!
This year's event was a huge success. About 300 people showed up for it last week. It's a walking tour.
There's
around 40 cats rented this year. Their owners were applying online to be part of it. It was mostly virtual because of the pandemic and all that stuff. But, yeah, so everybody, you put cats in store windows or whatever, and people just go, look at the cats.
I could do this all day.
You put them in historic houses, historic businesses.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay.
Christy just sent text me some pictures of her sister's cat.
Yes, Moonlight. She's got a new bed.
Moonlight. What a great name. Yeah. I love that.
So beautiful.
She got a pretty new bed. She loves it.
I can't believe it because, you know, you buy these things for your cat, like the scratchers or the beds, and then they never scratch them or lay in them. But Moonlight's all over it.
What a cute thing that is. Yeah. Yeah, you should post that.
Okay, speaking of cats. Have you guys watched that that show Cat People on Netflix?
No.
Why
would O-M-G. I?
There's no way I could watch something
what
like that.
What is this show? I haven't even heard of it.
You must watch this. It's called Cat People. Basically, it's the extreme cat people. I'm a cat person. I am self-proclaimed crazy cat lady. I'm proud of it. Well, the first episode, this is a series. The first episode is this dude who raps about cats.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm a rapper, and he has these songs with his different cats, and the raps aren't so good, but it's so funny that I just love him.
Man,
you guys got to check it out.
I'm gonna have to watch it now.
There's a show on Netflix just called Dogs, and I haven't watched it yet, but I'm sure it's just people playing with their dogs. Well, you can make a show about anything, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This guy.
The cat rapper.
Yes.
Is he the best or what?
Oh, my goodness. What about the surfer with the cat? Cats don't like water. An emotional support animal and a surfing buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
It's so good. It's so good. So do you know the thing they say, like, you turn into your mom or dad or something? Mm-hmm. Do you turn into your spouse, too?
Yeah, I think sometimes it does happen.
Morph is one, I think.
Yeah.
Morph.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just realized, so I was going to Walmart getting the groceries for the week, right? Mm-hmm. Like a good old housewife. And I saw these little workout shorts that were camo. And I was like, ooh.
There you go. Camo workout shorts.
Ooh, $5.99.
At the Walmart in Geneseo?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
And I was like, I would never have picked out camo, but I know baby likes camo.
And is that what we're calling him, baby?
That's what you call him? Baby?
Okay, baby. Or babe.
Babe. All right, babe.
I like baby.
Or boo
bear.
Hey,
babe. Let's do the Sammy Davis Jr. Hey, babe. Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
You do a good Sammy Davis Jr. Hey, babe. Groovy cat.
So, Tony, I buy these at Walmart, and I put them on with a sports bra. I'm about to go do my workout. Babe comes home. Mm-hmm. What's he wearing?
Camo shorts.
Camo shorts with a black top, just like me.
Oh, man. Yep. Well, it's good. That's actually wonderful.
Well, it's the only way two will become one, because, you know, the other stuff's not happening.
Mm. Yeah. No. Did he say anything? Did he notice? Did he go,
cool. He was like, oh, my gosh, you're loving your shorts. Now I'm going to practice my bow.
inspired me.
That's what he's doing. He's like, oh, watch me shoot this thing 50 yards. He's like, any animals around the pond, better watch out.
See, here we go. Once again, the wife talking like the husband.
See?
Does not talk. He does not sound like that.
What are you talking about, Tony?
Yeah. That's what they all sound like, okay?
Guys don't do that with their wives. Guys don't talk like when
guys
they talk.
Guys don't even talk about their wives, Tony. It's totally different. My husband doesn't talk about me.
And then she bought some more stuff on Amazon.
Yeah, they don't do it.
I
and
know.
The package
we
came.
Just, we just, that's right.
We like, talk about you guys all the time. Normally it's not good unless you just got married like Nikki.
Right, exactly.
Just like.
I just don't know what I'm going to do with all these packages that just keep showing up at the house.
Yep. That's exactly what he said.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. All right. I guess that's it.
Do you want to point out to everyone what you're going to do today first?
Me?
Yeah.
What am
I
doing?
Are you going to sit in your little...
I might. It depends because, you know, it looks pretty nasty with the thunderstorms possibly, but we'll see.
But early this...
go ahead.
Go ahead. Right. I may. I floated Sunday. I floated yesterday. I may float again today.
He's a floater.
Relaxing. I may... It depends. It's been too hot to bring the brushes out and paint outside. I don't like painting when it's that hot out. So, yeah, floating. I floated for 2 hours.
It curbs the creativity, doesn't it?
I floated for 2 hours yesterday. Okay? I've never done something so nothing in my life.
I can't believe you stayed on.
I was wonderful. It was
for just, that long.
Yeah. I contemplated getting up and doing something, but then I thought better of it.
Good for you.
So if you look at my Facebook page, that's just, you know, lake life, me floating. It was wonderful. And if I do it today, I'll say, Christy, don't you wish you could do this?
And I'll be like, yes, because I still think about this. I talked with my sister last week, and she's like, what are we going to do? We have to enjoy all these moments. When our kids leave, we're going to be so bored. I go, according to Tony, we are not going to be bored. We're going to live every day like it's spring break for retirees.
People. Exactly. You know, the kids are gone. Enjoy yourself. Okay, right now you're raising, and it's all a lot of work. It is. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of fun. It's very rewarding.
Oh, it's so rewarding.
But it's a lot of work. And when they're gone, there's no more work. It's
great. You get to go back to how it was before you were basically married, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Except for you're older and you creak.
Okay? Yeah, yeah. So you move. Lay around the lake for a couple hours.
Exactly. And you lubricate, if you know what I mean. Because you're creaking.
Where's my gin and tonic, honey?
That's right, baby. Slice up a lime, baby. I'm coming home.
Is there drinks you can make with squash, Nikki?
You have tried cooking squash.
I should look into that. Or maybe I can put the squash on my eyes like cucumbers.
There you go.
Yeah, girl.
Okay. Nikki's growing squash. You're growing blueberries and squash? What else?
Yeah, blueberries are almost gone. Right. I got raspberries coming in, peaches, Japanese plums, apples.
Cucumbers.
You should open up a farm stand and have people put the quarters, and you just make a little money in the farm stand. You know?
We've thought about it. A you pick farm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come pick my blueberries. They're extra juicy.
Okay.
All right. That's enough for today. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Wait till you try my Japanese plums.